Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 184, The Name of God is My Inheritance, in paragraph 12, it says, God has no name, and yet His name becomes the final lesson that all things are one. And at this lesson does all learning end. All names are unified. All space is filled with truth's reflection. Every gap is closed and separation healed. The name of God is the inheritance He gave to those who chose the teaching of the world to take the place of heaven. In our practicing, our purpose is to let our minds accept what God has given as the answer to the pitiful inheritance you made as fitting tribute to the Son He loves. Right now, in everything that you see, this is a projection from your mind. This is something that you are creating from your own inner thoughts. If you'd like to get to what is your natural and true inheritance, A Course in Miracles is offering that simply the word God would begin the awakening process. By uttering the word God, whether silently or out loud, it teaches us that angels surround us instantly. The word God represents our awakened mind. The word God offers us an alternative from what we have created. Many people see the word God as something negative or wrathful, even judgmental, but it truly is the same as the word love. The word God is there whenever you need it, whenever you feel you're in danger, whenever you feel that you are threatened on any level. You can simply hold the word God in your mind, and you are making a direct and complete connection. You are opening your mind to the awareness of what you are naturally entitled to. You are entitled to miracles. The name of God is my inheritance.